I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast. Welcome. We have a dope episode planned for you today. We have two beautiful black women hopping on the show with me today, with Shan and Britt, and we're going to be hopping into some of the craziest stories. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, what we do here is we're going back through the catalog, because I have done hundreds of videos, some of them advice questions, some of them am I the asshole, some of them are live callers, some of them are writing, you know, Joe Stone, can you help me with my girlfriend, can you help me with my life, and then sometimes we just go through and read Reddit stories, some of the craziest ones, and we talk about them and you know, use them as a jumping off point to have some, you know, dope conversations. And I'm happy that you're here to be a part of it. The show has been growing amazing. You guys have been showing so much support. If you don't mind, stop after the show and give us those 5 stars, rate the podcast. And if you can, you know, write a review. Those reviews, I actually read all of them, and sometimes it's the best part of my day. But I just want to thank you for pulling up, being a part of the podcast. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the show, and see you later. All right, so in this show, I got 2 videos from the catalog that both were pretty controversial. Now, one of them blew up like crazy, and the other one got the second half banned. And I'm not going to give you too many details, but I will give you the names on the files that I pulled them up on my computer. The first one was Perv Brother, and the second one was Poop Hands. So, look. If the titles don't tell you anything, at the very least, these should be interesting stories. And I also got a special little something for y'all. You know that the show is very fluid. I try to incorporate different things on different days. And tonight, I don't just have, or today in this show, I don't just have one co-host with me. I got two beautiful black women. You know how we do, black queen over here type shit, you know? I don't really like dudes on the show. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll be having people like, we not going to let a dude on the show. Why you never have a male call? Because I don't want niggas in my ear. I'm just not into it. But I got one of my best friends, Brittany, with me, and my homegirl, Shan, with me. And we going to get into these stories. Both of them are hilarious. Both of them have lived enough life to have stories. Those both of my storytellers. You know what I'm saying? Sans, I was trying to get her here today so we can have 3 women on. Sans ain't been through nothing. Sans ain't lived nothing. But Brittany and Shan always got a good story for us. So we're going to hop into these stories. I, a 38-year-old male, just found out that my brother, a 19-year-old male, has been perving on my wife, a 37-year-old female. And when I say perving, I mean perving. Listen to the story. My brother has been staying with us since lockdown after his university closed. He couldn't stay with our parents because they just sold the house and moved to a 1-bedroom apartment. And our sister lives in a different part of the country. He was the oops baby, so that explains the age gap. My wife and I have a 5-bedroom home, but currently don't have any children, so we let him stay here. My brother has always been different. He's a bit of a loner and doesn't have a lot of friends outside of his online group. He's a shy, geeky kid, but he's otherwise all right, or so I thought when you get to know him. So here's what happened. The Wi-Fi doesn't reach my brother's room, so he usually does his schoolwork and other stuff in the dining room. A few nights ago, I was walking to the fridge after waking up in the middle of the night and saw my brother working on something. And as I got closer, I saw a very compromising picture of my wife, cleavage shot as she was gardening. He got one of Miss Parker shots. He noticed me and quickly closed the window like he was watching porn. I was too shell-shocked to say anything at that time, and he just smiled awkwardly and ran to his room with the laptop. When I realized something was up, I knew I had to find out. The next day, I asked my brother to pick up some groceries and some lunch for us while he was away. Oh, rookie mistake. I went to his room, something I've never done since he moved. And well, it wasn't pretty. I saw a couple of my wife's bras and some of her panties, which I can only assume he used to pleasure himself. I took his laptop and fuck it, decided to snoop. There I saw some of the most sickening entries I've read. There were pictures of my wife in a towel, her working out, her in compromising positions, etc. All taken without her consent by the looks of it. The fucker even logs every time he touches himself to the image of my wife. Oh, he's creep level 10,000. Not only are you creeping around my house with a camera taking pictures of my wife and I'm not paying attention, and when she's not paying attention, you are also keeping a log of every time you whack off to it? God
damn.
The creepiest part? Oh, that's not the creepiest part? Jeez. He sometimes listens in on us when we have sex. My wife can be a bit loud, but we didn't think it would be a problem since his bedroom was in a different part of the house. I left the room feeling like I needed a shower. It was absolutely disgusting. Now I don't know what to do. I find myself fighting the urge to pummel him until next week every time I see him. I haven't told my wife yet because I'm 100% sure she will feel violated and disgusted, so I want to find the best solution first before doing so. I so desperately want to kick him out, but he has nowhere else to go. Even if I do, should I tell my parents the truth? This will most likely break my family apart. I do plan on telling my wife soon, but I'm trying to stop myself from beating him into a pulp. Yeah. But you found out that your brother's a weirdo. At the end of the day, he is a creep, and what should you do in this situation? I would say, this one's hard. I don't know, because on one side, that's your brother. You love him. You want him in your life. You want him to be a part of your life. And even though he's done some horrible things, that's still your little brother who you know is probably socially, who you know is socially awkward, who you, like, I got a lot of, and look, I am not justifying nothing. It's creep behavior, creep 10,000, but I could understand as a brother. Of course, you conflicted. You love your little brother. You know, this is not a stranger on the street. So how do you handle it? You're not trying to beat him to hell. What does that solve? And, you know, are you trying to shame him? Do you even want him to live in your house anymore? Is that even an option after this behavior? Well, at the very least, a conversation has to be had. Now, after that, you will be able to determine a lot. But to be honest, in the beginning, I was trying to find a way for this to be like, not like on his side, but maybe find like a way where, you know, maybe it's just a guy being weird. But we went past weird when you start taking notes. We went past weird when you're taking pictures. We went past weird when you're stealing shit. I can understand maybe you creeping on her Instagram. Maybe, you know, it's weird, but when you start going that far, then we passing like my little brother is not good at getting girls, and we enter like serial killer realm and like, do you want to wear my wife face on your face type shit? I don't know. Ladies, how would you feel? How would y'all handle it? I don't care who wants to go first. Let me know.
Okay, what I would do is I would tell my parents that, you know, I'm putting my brother out. He has to come live with you or he won't have anywhere else to go. He violated his rights here at the house with us. So, you know, I want him to stay with you. And if they want to know why, then that's when you go in and let them know that he's been violating and masturbating to your wife. And once he's doing that, you know, your parents should understand. So it shouldn't break up the family. You know, go through chain of command. Parents come first, you know, then, you know,
wait, Brittany, are you
going to take him in or not?
So wait, you're not even having a conversation. You see this and I'm, because this is the thing. Old Brittany would have beat his ass, didn't did all that. So you saying, I'm going to go straight to the parent, like, hey, it's not even a conversation, because if I have a conversation, I'm going to end up beating your ass. So let's just...
You already know.
So let me... I feel like that was your energy. Where, okay, look, I'm just going to kick you out immediately, because if you stay here a second longer, I'm beating you up.
Yes, that's happening right now today.
Thanks. All right, Shan, so where you at on it? You handle it the same
first
way?
First thing I'm wait till you get home from the store. You know, depending on how, I know me. So it's going to be, the first question I'm going to ask is, are you smoking crack? Because first and foremost, why the hell, number one, you're vlogging every time you do to my wife's pictures or images or whatever you have on your computer. Two, you're in my household. Like, that's kind of unsafe and creepy as hell, because you're taking photos of my wife and she is not giving you her consent. She doesn't know what's going on. So God knows what else is going on that I'm not seeing on your computer. You get what I'm saying? Like, that shit is creepy. You're taking my wife's underwear and her bras. That's invasion of privacy as is, because how did you get it? Did you go through her laundry? Did you go in our room while we're not there? That means you're coming into our safe space, into our bedroom, taking her belongings.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? At this point, it's like, at this point, I'm whooping your ass.
Yeah.
Because you're 19.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I'm whooping your ass.
I guess I have a little bit of sympathy, because I know a lot of awkward dudes, and I know dudes, and I feel like I understand the plight of the weirdo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of times guys aren't born weird. They become weird. You know what I'm saying? So, like, maybe he started off like this. Like I said, maybe the guy is, like, super, like, this terrible person. Or then, like, maybe he was, like, weird. He never got no bitches. He started fixating over the only woman he's ever lived with. You know what I'm saying? And then it, like, became one step. And then it's, like, another step. And then, like, you know, you look back and now you fucking taking notes and making, you know what I'm saying? You still in panties and shit. And what the fuck are we doing, man? Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel, now, of course, that could totally not be what's happening. And I'm not trying to, like, take away any of the sting of this dude simply being a creep, because you're absolutely right. He violated not only the a man's wife, and because it's not just his house, it's his wife's house too. So not only did you violate, you know, me, but you violated the other person who let you in, the other person who showed you love, the other person who cared about you not having a place to stay as much as I did because she loves me, and you violated both of us. So I definitely understand, like, at this point, there's no conversation and why he would have to get the fuck on 110%. So what? So Shan, you fighting Brittany? So you don't have to fight. You calling the family?
Yes,
that's right, guys.
Yeah, right. I'm definitely fighting.
I'm definitely calling the family. I don't want to bring the family up.
So wait, okay. So are you really? I don't know, man. I don't know if men love men harder. That sounds gay. Because I don't know, I'm trying to think about my brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think Brittany probably got the best. For me personally, I don't know if I can hurt you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard for me to hurt people I love like that. So it's like, I don't know if I can hurt you, but it would be so, like you said, it went so far, man. Like, I guess if you had found like a picture or two, maybe that's one thing. But the shit went off the rails, G.
He had a whole call log.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you start whacking off and keeping track, like, what are we doing? Where did we go wrong here? Facts. All right. So look, plot twist, the first one, the highest rated comment on the post, 1900 likes, plot twist. What if his wife knew but liked the attention? Hey, maybe you didn't find your brother. Maybe you caught your wife cheating. But I found like that's a stretch, but yeah, facts. That would have been funny. Slade Global, bro, he about to be kicked out. Facts. He's stalking, right? Isn't that a crime? Facts. And also, at this point, guys, and this is something that we didn't talk about, would you be pressing charges? If there are charges to be pressed, I'm pretty sure there's some illegal shit going on. I guess probably when you're stealing shit and when you taking photos and videos without my consent, do you call the police? Do we? And also, okay, we talked about, and this is the thing, that's why I said I want to have nuanced conversations. It's not about just like virtue signaling and saying some shit. Like, let's get to the reality of the situation. You are in this situation. This dude's like, he's 39. You probably not gonna beat him to death, right? You gotta kick him out your house. But then do we, like, this is also your brother. Like, it sounds like if you're doing this, you need help of some sort. You know what I'm saying? So are you trying to get him to a psychologist or a therapist, figure out why you have this unhealthy relationship with your sex drive, or what is going on with you? Because that's not something that someone does if they're healthy, right? So, you know, do we do that now?
And that's the whole point I say, speak to the parents, because I'm pretty sure they've been watching the kids grow up their whole life. So the parents going to know what type of personality each child has, you know. So I know they probably seen signs before the brother if this is their child. Mm. So, you know, that's why I say go to the parents first. So you're not, you know, you're not going outside people who don't know him yet. And if they don't have an answer, then you take the next step of what you're going to do about it. And then that's when you had a conversation with your wife and ask her how she want to go about it.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because one thing is that I recognize in this too is that huge age gap. And you just said it, like, for instance, me and my sister got like an 11-year age gap, which is probably, and that age gap is even more because he's even older than his brother. So with that even bigger age gap, that means you probably didn't grow up in the same household as your brother. Means that you didn't watch him develop. You know what I'm saying? You're probably getting to know him at 19. Just like how I didn't pretty much get to know my sister till she got 19, 20, because she was a child when I moved out of the house. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's also to the point where you do need to talk to the family. You need to talk to your mom and dad, because why y'all sent this guy to come live with me, knowing him that he's probably like this, because, yeah, I don't know, because I ain't been living there, but y'all, come on, fam. Y'all, they had to know something. Ain't nobody that goddamn weird. You might have thought your brother was weird, but you know if you live with somebody, the depth of that shit. Yeah, so you definitely right, Brent. I agree with you on that one. Let me see some more of these comments. We did have somebody say that you need to get him some help. He was the oops baby. And somebody else said, I think the wife is in on it. And that's the other thing. Fair enough. And look, this is a little off topic, because we kind of threw this to the side when I said it, when he said it, because it does seem kind of outrageous at first. But then again, maybe the wife is in on it, because if it's that extensive, right? Your wife is missing panties and bras and all kinds of shit. She ain't noticed. All these, like, for him to have that, he said it was pictures of her in different and weird positions and da-da-da-da-da. He getting all these, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she, like, maybe she's not in on it, but then you got to say, you didn't see none of this? You ain't catch, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're a woman. You didn't catch none of the vibes. You didn't see, you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe the streets, maybe the conspiracy theory holds some water, guys. I don't know. Or y'all on the side of that's impossible.
What you mean impossible?
Fair enough. Facts. Shan, where you at on it?
I'm not saying it's not impossible, but I'm also saying that serial killers do shit like that all the time, and women don't know. You get what I'm saying? True. Like, you have to think of stuff like that. And also, as far as the help part, yes, he does need help.
Sure.
He for sure needs to get some help. He for sure needs to get some help. But that don't mean I'm not going to whoop his ass. Like, no. That doesn't mean you're not going to... It's consequences for your actions. You knew exactly what you were doing. You came into my home. You took pictures of my wife. You're beating all to my wife's stuff. You're taking my wife's underwear. You're invading my privacy. Facts. I've already feel violated in my house. I don't feel safe with you here, because God knows what would happen if I don't say anything and it goes further. What if? You have to live with that. What if? What if my brother is, like, one of those people that could snap at any moment? And what if I leave my wife in the house with him one day and he decides to try her? You get what I'm saying? Like, you these are the things that you have to think about. So he's going to get his ass beat.
Well, I do agree. And that's something that I didn't say and no one said yet. And I think you were 100% right. When you find that shit, regardless of your wife in on it, whatever the fuck, when you find that, it's an emergency. You got to get this nigga out your house, because we pass regular weirdo, my brother got a crutch on my wife stuff. We passed that, okay? So, yeah, you absolutely right on that. I do agree. Like, yeah, at that point, we on creepy territory. We got to go ahead and get you out of the house. Then we can talk about, you know, getting you some help and shit. But immediately, you got to go, because, like you said, it is a perfect situation where you can be, you know, oh, he snapped. Well, yeah, because you never went through that laptop. And you know exactly why he snapped if you took 2 seconds to do that. So, yeah, I 100% agree with you on that one. So, but no, we're not going to spend all day on this topic. I did want to thoroughly, you know, throw it around. But, yeah, definitely got to have a conversation with your wife. You got to get him out of there immediately. And, you know, if you're going to hand out an ass whooping or not, you know, that's negotiable. But what's non-negotiable is getting him, making sure your wife is safe, making sure your household is safe, and getting him out of the way. And, you know, if he, you can't, one thing also is, like, we can't be, life lessons that I've learned is, you know, it hurts when sometimes you have to punish is a bad word, but it kind of is, or let people that you care about experience the consequences of their actions. You know, sometimes that can be very hard, even if you're hurt. You know, even if you got hurt in the process, you know, you can sometimes still feel guilty for what they're going to have to go through. And I hear that. And what he was saying, like, my brother, it's during the time it was COVID, you know, he don't got nowhere to go, da 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 da. Yeah. But at the same time, it's irrelevant, because you got to protect yourself. And you can't care more about someone than they care about themselves. And if he really cared about himself, even if he was having these urges or whatever the hell was going on, if your relationship with me isn't going to stop you, your respect, your love for me, the fact that I opened up my home to you, the fact that my wife opened up our home to you, if that's not going to stop you, at least self-preservation and keeping a roof over your own head should stop you. So if your ass too stupid or don't have enough self-control to handle that so you don't get kicked out of my house, then that's on you, fam. And so, yeah, I get that you don't want to kick your brother out. And I get that in these situations, you know, we don't always want the people we care about to suffer the full weight of the consequences, even when we're hurt. But Sometimes it's what you got to do. And matter of fact, most times that's what you got to do, because if you don't, they won't learn from their mistakes and they'll just continue to either drag you down or not grow in the situation. Either one is not a recipe for the disaster. But anyway, hopping into the next one. Dope topic. Now this one's a little ridiculous, and I alluded to it in the beginning. It's called poop hands, and it is sure to entertain, and I hope that you never have to deal with this in your life, but if you do, then we got you covered. Let's hop into it. I'm a 30-year-old female, and I just caught my husband, a 43-year-old male, pooping in the tub, and I lost it. Am I the asshole? I'm just going to be honest with you. It sounds like the guy that likes playing with his poop is going to be the asshole in this situation, but we're going to see. Yes, I cannot believe I'm writing this. For a while, there's been a faint smell of poop sometimes in the bathroom when I go to shower, yet no poop is ever in the toilet. I always figured it must be someone who just pooped earlier that day. It is us and two kids in the house. Well, yesterday, while rushing to get ready for work, I opened the bathroom to see an actual turd sitting on the edge of the tub and him with his phone taking pictures. What? He exploded at me to get the F out, ignored me the rest of the day, and at night, we finally talked where he explained he just likes to look at them and will poop sometimes outside the toilet to see them better. So your husband not only likes taking poops in weird places, he likes keeping a photo album of them. That's interesting, man. This is the kind of thing you usually find out before you marry somebody. I'm just saying. But that's not all. He also posted pictures he took here on Reddit for people to rate. I looked at his account and was horrified. Not only has he done this here, he's done it at his sister's house, at work, and in public bathrooms. He would post these locations like he's proud of it. Well, first of all, apparently these poops are so masterful and his photography skills are so great that he has built an online fan base for his art. So at this point, baby, I don't even know what to tell you. He's found a supportive group of other poopers. So he got a whole secret life. That's good, though. That's good. I am horrified and disgusted. He's apparently been doing this for over a year, probably longer. We have two kids. How can he knowingly take a shit on a place they touch? He kept saying that he always cleans it up, but obviously not enough if I was spilling it this whole time. Does he just not care? He told me he would do whatever the F he wants with his body in his own private time. Facts. Men rights. Which I cannot accept. If he was only doing this in the toilet, weird, but whatever. The tub, public bathrooms, absolutely not. Now I'm being accused of being a controlling bitch. He still is giving me the silent treatment except to criticize me. He left to sleep at a motel last night. I checked his account on Reddit and had a bad feeling. Yep, guess what? This morning he posted from the internet that he took another poop at the motel. Look. The man has passion. He has found something that he loves. How dare you try to take that away from him just because you don't understand it? There's plenty of crazy artists that have been demonized throughout history, and you don't know that you might be looking at the next Van Gogh of poop. And instead of you encouraging him and his efforts, you're being the unsupportive wife. How dare you? He says this is normal, that it's just a guy thing, and lots of guys have a dumb appreciation for their poops. No. Okay, it's not a guy thing. That's not a thing that happens. No. But I don't think that they extensively documented on the internet, detailing when and where they took a shit, what it felt like, and going into gross detail describing the poop. I've never heard of this, so I don't buy it. I'm just at a loss on how to get through to him, how incredibly disgusting this is. I don't even want to touch him now. Have we ever had sex when he was basically playing with his shit earlier that day? Probably. Matter of fact, it's a definite. You've definitely had poop hands on you. I can't deal with this. It's too weird and gross. I don't want to get a divorce. My husband is loving. He's a good man. He's a hard worker, and our kids love him. I just don't know what to do with this. Well, whoo, god damn, that video was way better than I thought it was. I try not to watch the videos before we hop into them on the this version of the show, on the season two of the show. Because I like being surprised by the video too, you know what I'm saying? I like being, I have like a vague recollection of some of these videos, but like I don't remember the details. And I had no, first of all, I don't remember the fuck I said, much less the goddamn story. So I'll be having vague ideas. And yeah, hearing it out loud is crazy. And also, I want to make it clear, I was being facetious, okay? Okay, it's fucking gross, being facetious. But yeah, and now that we got that out the way, I guess at the end of the day, right, this is a funny topic. We have this guy who seems to love playing with his poop, and that is apparently a passion of his that he's had to hide from his wife, and that it is so important to him, it looks like he's willing to, like, risk his marriage over, right? So on the surface, it's hilarious, granted. But when we get a little bit deeper, then we start talking about, well, okay, let's say your significant other has something that they're that they love, but you just don't like it. Do you leave them? And is there a space where you move from this being okay to not being okay? And like, you know, like, so for instance, if I'm really into music, right? And I marry you and I'm a perfect husband and I do everything you love, but I'm super, super into music. Well, what's that got to do with you? Shouldn't you love me regardless? But if it's something that you do not like, something that you find, you know, subjectively appalling, is it still right to require the person that you're in a relationship with to stop that when it's their decision, when it's their life, and it's what they're pursuing, and at the end of the day, really ain't got too much to do with you? I don't know, ladies. I know it's a disgusting conversation, but let's have some fun and talk about it from this perspective, which I got.
Oh, God. It's a shit show. He has a shit show going on. Like, he takes pictures of his poop, he plays with his shit, and he has fans for this. Like, I don't...
Bar, shit show.
It's a shit show. Like, I am disgusted for her, and that's disgusting. That's like, that's so nasty. I don't, that's unsanitary. Like, you could clean it up, but if you're playing in it, are you digging, are you cleaning it out of your nails? You know that once you clean your nails, you can dig the shit in your nails further. Like, that can cause bacterial, like, that's nasty. Like, I just don't get it. It's almost like, it's, you know how people have foot fetishes? It's like he has a poop fetish, and that's what it is. He has a fetish for poop. Oh, God. I just...
So, wait. Wait, Shan. So, wait. You married, right?
Yes.
You love your wife, right?
Yeah, but I will leave her ass if I call her playing with shit. I don't care.
You lying, Shan. No, you I'm love this woman. You married this woman. She completes you.
I don't
you
give a damn.
You plan on... When y'all die, when you die, her, you plan on being there to the end. You telling me you going to leave over some poop in the bathtub?
I'm going to tell her, take her shit and go. Because, look, I already fussed about the cats shitting in my... I'm going to fuss about the cats shitting in my tub when they can't get to the kitty litter. You think I'm not about to get in her?
Wait.
Shitting in the tub?
Wait. What if I got... Okay. What if I got three kids together? Y'all got... What we talking about before, right? It's some shit going on. Like, think about...
It is.
It's some shit going on. But think about it like this. You got... Like, you got some, like, you got real life problems. You're like, this is an older couple. So, y'all got a house together. Y'all got cars. Y'all got, you got to get a, you can't even break up. Y'all got to get a divorce. It's a whole, y'all got assets. Y'all got kids. That's the father of your kids. Y'all done been together. You know, you got three kids together. That's daddy. You going to look your kids in the face and be like, look, we got to leave because daddy like playing with his shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Are you really breaking up your marriage over that, or do you try to stick it out?
I'm gonna hit the road.
Nah, I can't deal with it. Like, it's not. I don't give a fuck how you put this. I am leaving.
I don't care.
Brittany, come on, man. What you got on it? You gotta let me know how you feel.
How I feel about it is, I'm not staying with nobody who's playing with poop because it can mess up my body. You know, having all these feces all around the house in different places, and I don't know if they're cleaning behind it correctly. So once it becomes a health issue for me, I might have to exit stage left. I can't do this one. I'm sorry, I'm out.
My lady's just like, hell no. Look, y'all, nigga, you can cheat. You can do some other shit. But what we not doing today is this boy. All right, well, look. Fortunately, both of the parts of this video stayed up. So we got all the comments. So let me see. The ladies on here are saying divorce. Well, first of all, I hope this lady, because it's Miss Bussy. But anyway. Divorce, no question. Divorce, no. We don't do that. He got to get a new hobby. What's his account name? he found a new fan. Shout out to the Joe Stone promotion machine. He is known as Poop Casso. Bars. The more the story went on, the more terrified I got. What on earth is this exactly? this one's funny. He's logging his logs. Why is everybody hitting the poop puns today? Confession. His entire fan base is me. Just me. That's the funny part. His fan base is probably like three other guys in the entire world who's into the same shit he is. But because of the omnipotent power of the internet, these three guys from across the world were able to find each other and unite over their shared love of poop. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened. It's funny games till someone gets pink eye. Facts. Shout out to Shan. She brought that shit. Well, both of y'all brought that up. I just keep laughing. If they ever got a divorce, how would that conversation go with the kids? Facts. Like, you're going to sit them down and explain their dad? You're going to have to. There's probably worse things he could be doing. I think you nailed it, suggesting setting some boundaries. Oh, that's what I said in my response. Okay. And that's the thing. So, like, okay, ladies, second question of the day. So, I said in my original video, maybe this could work if they could set boundaries. Because, you know, how would y'all feel? Maybe there's one restroom in the house where he could practice his art. And then, you know, he has to wash his hands with, you know, Clorox or something. Like, is there a way where we could still leave room open for him to be in love with what he loves and still be in a relationship, guys?
I don't care if he washes hands with the blood of Jesus. I'm divorcing him. It's over. It's a wrap. It's done.
Brittany, are you going to compromise? Or do you have that much maturity in your heart to compromise?
I do not have that much maturity in my heart to compromise at this time, but come back to me at a later time.
Okay, so Brittany's saying, like, maybe when she hears some new spiritual levels, you know, she'll have the frequency to deal with it. This is how I feel. Maybe I'm a little too woke. This is how I feel. And I'm not saying I could. First of all, I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, this is the thing. As I'm saying this, I am never applying this to myself. Because when I just, for the first time since I started talking about this, even when I made the video, I never thought about this. If it was a woman that I was dating and she had this going on, yeah, I don't think that's a thing. I don't think we can do it, baby. I don't think we're going to make it. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. Yeah, y'all right. My bad. This is all bullshit. Because I can't handle it. No. And I'm weird about women, bro. I don't even think women supposed to poop at all. I don't believe y'all poop. I refuse to believe it. I don't give a fuck what you say. Sometimes I eat at that restaurant and I don't need to know how the chicken is cooked. That ain't my business. You know what I'm saying? But, I understand what y'all saying. That doesn't make sense. But what I would say is, like, okay, so, like, he can't set boundaries and still be in a relationship. And there are legitimate health concerns, and it is fucking gross. And also, someone did say, I'm remembering this, and I'm surprised I haven't seen it in the comments. Matter of fact, I want to say, now somebody said, buy him some gloves. The funny part is the fact that he hadn't already been buying himself gloves. Like, nigga, you didn't care about... Like, I get you like the art, but you didn't care about your fingers being... Okay, cool. But someone said before, I don't know if it was in the comments of the original video or one of these videos or like... on the original Reddit post, but I believe that someone was saying that this also could be a sign of a certain mental illness that is sometimes considered like this type of, like this, like planning your poop or your excrement can be what's the word? I'm like, a symptom or a telltale sign of a certain mental disease or cognitive disease, but I'm not sure what it was. But I think that was a thing though. I don't know why I remember that. I could be completely making that shit up too, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. I don't really care enough to Google it. But anyway, girls, ladies, do y'all have anything y'all want to add?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know what? With this one, it's just too nasty to even think about. But all I'm going to say is that lady need to really have a sit down with that man and let her know that her boundaries has been crossed and she is not with this. He either have to stop this if he want his marriage to continue. This is something he's going to have to stop because, for one, he never told her about it. Mm. And since he never told her about it, he can't expect her to accept it in the relationship. So if it has to stop, it's because he should have been upfront and honest in the beginning and let her know that this is what he was doing before he decided to marry her.
Facts. I agree with you. Shane, what you got?
I just pray for the lady because I will not. It would never happen. And Lord, I would make him pack your shit up and go because ain't no way. It ain't no way. You gonna tell me you a grown ass man playing in shit? That's some kid. That's some elementary kids do. That's something little kids do, like infants do when they first learn about poop. Are you literally taking pictures of your shit in your hand and pooping in my tub like you a damn animal? Oh, hell no.
Yeah, that's a little nope. That's so I'm just praying for him. Oh, that's so gross. And then the fact that she had to smell it like their whole marriage. Oh, that's so nasty. But and Brittany had a great point, and I guess, you know, on the woke tip, you know, I'm all for understanding. But like Brittany said, you could require understanding if this is something that I would say you could justifiably require understanding to a certain extent. If you had presented her with this information ahead of time, then she would have had the choice on whether or not she wanted to marry you, being in the type of relationship with somebody who enjoys this as a hobby. And, you know, therefore, then you got a leg to stand on and saying, well, look, you're not the bad guy in this situation because you knew exactly what she was getting into, but you didn't give her that option. And so you're 100% right, Brittany. That's exactly his fault. And I tell men that all the time, man. Try to be as open and honest as you possibly can. Have an abundance mindset, not the scarcity mindset. I don't believe in tricking or conniving or like giving women a false representation of yourself at any time in order to like con them into relationships or liking you. We don't do that. The Church of Joe Stone doesn't represent that or co-sign that shit. Be open, be honest, because there is somebody out there who will love you for exactly who you are, but you are doing yourself and that person a disservice by not being honest about who you are and what you like and what you need and what is important to you, because you're worried about being judged for it. If a person is going to love you through that, they will. And if they're not, they're not. But you don't get to, you don't manipulate them into being in that situation simply because it's what you want. That is selfish. That's not high level thinking. That's not high vibration behavior. That's just you being, you know, a dickhead. So no. You're absolutely right, Brittany. At the end of the day, if that was something that was important to him, you know, he can't be on some having his feelings hurt and claiming that his wife is being controlling, because you're absolutely right. You knew that shit was weird, and that's the reason why you hid it from her. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have broken to her anytime in the however many years and the kids y'all done had, the marriage y'all done had. You had plenty of time to crack that one open when you got some time. You chose not to. So if she reacts and leaves you, nigga, that's on you. That ain't on her. You can't blame her at all for not being able to handle it when she didn't know that's what she was signing up for. So I'm 100% right. I mean, I 100% agree with you, Brittany. And I even agree with you, Chan. You gotta get the fuck out of there. And it sounds like that would be the best decision. Anything you guys want to add on the way out?
Let's say sometimes we have to, I know we want to put our hands on people a lot for the things that they do, especially when they feel like family. We feel like we have the right to do that. But sometimes, y'all, we really do have to understand people do have mental health issues. So we got to try to go through the chain of commands before we go there. Because sometimes that can land us in a bad spot in life, you know, and give us a record. So let's just try to get these people some help. Because right here, this is a cry for help. You playing with shit.
Facts. Shane, what you got?
I mean, I'm all for what she just said, but I'm also all for ass whipping because he's a grown ass man. And it could be a mental issue. You're absolutely right. It could be something mentally wrong with him. It's, like I said, it could be a fetish. People have fetishes all the time, but at the end of the day, he never disclosed this to his wife. He never disclosed this with anybody except for the people that he's posting on Reddit. These are the only people that know about his shit fetish. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So at the end of the day, if he never says anything about it to his wife, he cannot expect her to be like, oh my God, you know, I'm okay with it because it's not, no, hell no. This caught me by surprise. I'm not for it. I don't like it. It's unsanitary, and it is what it is. Period. You want to play with shit? Play with shit in your own space. Not in my space. In your own space. Away from me. Because now that I know you do it, and now that I know it's a fetish, and now that I know it's an issue, and you're not willing to, because you, like you said before, he felt like she should mind her business, basically. No, my house is my business. We live in this house together. And the fact that you were here playing with shit secretly is a problem for me.
Facts, facts, facts. Now, I agree. Hey. Facts. So look, you definitely, this wasn't an am I the a-hole. This was like a what the hell do I do conversation. And so, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, miss, you got to choose yourself and your kids, and it is unsanitary, but also make sure that man don't need some serious help, because he might. But yeah, so that was pretty much all we got for the day. We're not going to drag this episode out any longer. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We appreciate you guys, the support. Every show has been bigger than the last show. The the love and the support that you guys have been giving has just been crazy. And we are going to remain consistent. So every Tuesday, Wednesday, we will be dropping episodes. And I'm going to try to get a third day. But right now, it's going to be like a bonus episode when I can get through it throughout the week. But eventually, we will be scheduling a third episode. I just don't know when I'm going to slide that in or how I'm going to go about figuring it out. But make sure you guys join the mailing list. The link is in the bio. There's a link tree. Link is in the description. And there's a link tree link where you can either join the mailing list or send us, you know, some kind words, or like tell us how you feel about the show. Tell us how you feel about what we're doing here. I need feedback. You know, we're not building a show for myself personally or Brittany or Shan. We're building a show for you. So we want to know how you feel about it. And if you like something more or something, if you want less of something, if you want us to go back to compilation, like tell us, man. We ain't no egos here. We just want to provide the best podcast that we possibly can. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of this. And we will see you next one. I am Joe Stone. This is the Church of Joe Stone podcast.